Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. So I've been doing a series on TikTok and Instagram this year where I've been giving a running tip every day in December. And a few of the tips that I've been giving have had to do with winter running and some hacks to get through it. So today I thought I'd bring that into its own episode. So without further ado, let's jump right into the episode. These are my top three tips for winter running. Winter running comes with its own set of kind of intricacies that makes running a little bit harder, but I think that if you can prep a few things in the right way, you can make it a little bit more bearable. Like I said in the intro, I'm going to take you through my top three running tips for the winter and give you a little bonus tip at the end, starting with number one, which is talking about your hands and feet. Your hands and feet will dictate a lot of how warm or cold you are, so it's important to take care of those first. You want to wear warm wool socks on the bottom, depending on how cold it is. You want to wear really good thick socks on the bottom, and on top, I'd recommend doing two things for your hands. The first thing that I would recommend doing is putting your gloves on well before you plan to go outside to raise your internal body temperature. Like I said, your hands and your feet impact your internal core body temperature more than you think. So the more that you can do while you're inside the house to raise your internal body temperature, the quicker you're going to heat up when you go outside to run in the cold. My number two tip, if you're listening to the audio version of this, you may not be able to see what I'm doing, but my second tip is for your watch face. Something that can make you feel colder on a run is having to have your watch out in your sleeve below it and your glove above it, so you're letting cold air get in through the sleeve in your sweatshirt. So my hack for you is to use the thumb hole for your base layer as a peek hole for your watch. That way when you put your gloves on, you don't have to pull your shirt down over your wrist to see your watch and let in a bunch of cold air. This hack alone has been my best winter running hack so far because you underestimate how cold you get when your wrists are exposed on a run. So I love this one. Try it out on your next cold run. Number two, some of you are not gonna love this, but I promise you that if you can dial this in and just kind of get over the beginning of your run, this one helps a ton. Number two is start a little bit cold on purpose. The tendency in winter running is going to be to bundle up so that you're warm on the front part of the run, but the real hack to staying warm is to not overdress. Basically, if you feel perfectly warm when you step outside, you're probably overdressed. You want to aim to feel slightly chilly for the first 5 to 10 minutes of the run so that you do not end up soaked in sweat once your body heats up. Sweat in the winter is actually what makes you feel colder later in the run, so opt for one less layer at the beginning of the run. Suffer for 5 to 10 minutes. It will help you out a ton for the end of your run. And number three is to fuel earlier than you think. In cold weather, your hunger and body cues for taking in fuel are muted, more muted than you would feel like in the summer or the spring, but you're still burning a lot of energy. So I would recommend in the winter relying on something like a timer or just setting something on your watch that beeps when you need to take in fuel every like 30 or 45 minutes instead of listening to your body, because if you wait until you feel truly depleted in the winter, you may never feel truly depleted like you do in the summer until it's too late. So set a timer for yourself so that you can remind yourself to take in fuel even if it doesn't feel like you need it. And then I told you I had a bonus tip for you, and this kind of couples with number two, with starting cold on purpose, but that's to lay out post-run clothes ahead of time so that you have something warm and comfy to change into quickly after you shower when you get home. It's really important that you do not kind of dilly-dally around in your cold sweat clothes, because one, that can make you sick, and two, it can actually make you feel colder when you get back from the run. So change out of those clothes quickly, get in a hot shower, and have some comfy clothes laid out for yourself for after you get out of the shower so that you can get clean and warm very quickly after you go on a cold, sweaty run. That's all I got for this week. Like I said, I'm doing a running tip every day in December, so we're about halfway through the month. There will be 31 tips that I will be posting on TikTok and Instagram this month. So if you're a newer runner, you're looking for some beginner tips, go check it out. But that's all we got for this one. We'll see you next week.